As you're heading back to your places, I invite the kids to come forward for this morning's children's time.
Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Yeah, just like Pastor JJ said, I am filling in for Miss Heather. Miss Heather is on vacation along with like 40% of the church, I guess. And if you are a child and you're here or you're a child at heart, you are invited to come on up for children's time. Levi, I need you, man. It's not going to work if I don't have any volunteers, man. Woo! All right. Nice. Hey, it's not every Sunday that you get cheered for, though, right? It's a good feeling. All right, welcome, guys. Levi, Loudy, how are y'all?
Yeah, cool. Great.
Woo!
Awesome. So I need a volunteer to help me with this message. All right, nice. Check it out. So I have here this incredible block tower. Now, I want you to pretend with me that this tower is this big, big, big wall going all the way around a big city, okay? And we are going to try to follow a story in the Bible and see if we can knock this wall down together. So what I'll need to do is I'm going to place this wall right here. And then, Lauda, you volunteered. If you were going to knock this wall down, how would you do it? You would throw something at it. Well, in the Bible, for the people of Israel, in the book of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, there it is, God had a bit of a different plan. So what I need you to do is hop on up for me, and let's march one time around this wall. Oh. You know, I really thought that would work. Why don't we try, after that, you know what they did? They marched seven times. Can we go seven times around the wall? You want me to do it? All right, let's see. Ready? All right, one, two, three. This is too dizzy. Four, five, six, seven. Well, now that's weird. Well, let's try one more time. They tried one more thing in the Bible. Let's try it. All right, ready? We're going to go seven times. One, we're going to go the opposite way because I'm old. Two, three, four, five. Oh my gosh, six, seven. I even blew my trumpet and nothing happened. So in the Bible, the people of Israel, they march around this wall in Jericho every day for a week. And then on the seventh day, they march seven times and they blow their trumpet. And guess what happens? Mercy me. You know, when I was in seminary, we read this book, and the author said that we should come to worship and have this sense of danger. That we should be aware of the kind of chasm of understanding that we're standing before in the face of God. And so, deep apologies to everyone seated on this side, Connie and Millie. In the Bible, though, the wall falls. So why do you think the wall fell in the Bible, but it didn't fall here? It wasn't a full wall. I think the reason that it worked in the Bible and maybe it didn't work here is because in the Bible, it was God who was telling the Israelites what to do. And here, it was just me. And I'm just some guy. And so in the Bible, we get this lesson that with God, all things are possible. Even things that seem totally impossible are possible for God. And I think when you guys go to children's church, you're going to read another story about this guy Elisha in the Bible and something he does that seems impossible, but with God, it is possible. And that is a great and good thing. Let us put our hands together and pray. Holy God, thank you for your love and your sheltering hand that protects us from flying blocks and all of the things, Lord, that assail us in our lives. We know, God, with you, all things are possible. We love you, God. And we pray this in your name. Amen. All right, so all two of you can go to Mr. Kyle in the back to head off to children's time. I'm going to do a little cleaning.